People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
2 minutes after 2 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Nikki, it is After Hours here on The Fan. Phone number to join the conversation again is 888-808-1019. As we're giving up flowers, because I think that is so appropriate considering where the Knicks are at, four wins away from a championship. You know, another man I want to give flowers to is James Dolan, who has been criticized a lot in this town through the years, especially his involvement with the Knicks. Not so much with the Rangers, because he kind of stayed out of that as much. You know, we know the Knicks are his baby. He loves the Rangers, but the Knicks are his team. And for years we heard, the Knicks will never win a championship as long as James Dolan owns the team. If you heard it once, you've heard it 1,000 times. It is on the Mount Rushmore of calls, things you've heard from callers in the great history of this great radio station. The Knicks will never win a championship as long as James Dolan owns the team. Well, last I checked, James Dolan owns the Knicks. And the Knicks are 4 wins away from a championship. And they are now the best run, right there with the Yankees, best run organization here in New York. And what James Dolan did to turn everything around, because for years it was, well, he's meddling, or he's this, or he's that, and not making the right hires, and all the things you've heard about James Dolan, including they'll never win a championship without, as long as James Dolan is the owner of the team. They'll never win a championship as long as James Dolan owns the Knicks. Never. The Knicks will never win. But you know what James Dolan did? He hired Leon Rose. He hired Leon Rose. He hired the right guy to architect, to build his basketball team. For years, Dolan made the wrong hires, and it snowballed and snowballed and snowballed to the point where you're so lost at sea that you can't find your way back to port. But James Dolan hired the right guy. And I think the Knicks are a perfect example of they'll never win with this owner. Why that should be scrapped or stricken from the record. Because the Knicks have proven, they got to win 4 more, but they've gotten to the finals. And considering where this franchise was for decades, to get to the damn finals and playing the basketball they're playing, that's a hell of an accomplishment. That brings me to the Jets. And now the new line that we hear. Because it's not, hey, the Knicks will never win with James Dolan as long as he owns the team. The new one is, the Jets will never win as long as Woody Johnson owns the team. And I get it. I understand it. The Jets are where the Knicks were. The Knicks were this. It was that bad. And the Jets, it's bad. As the worst. As bad as any franchise in sports. Actually, forget that. They are the worst franchise in sports. Longest playoff drought. I think it's been, what, 95 years since they finished over 500? LOL Jets, a laughingstock. And the line you hear, and I understand it. I lived it. I get it. I know it. As a Knicks fan, I heard it for years about Dolan. You now hear it about Woody. They'll never win. But if Woody Johnson hires the right people to run his organization, the Jets will be where the Knicks are. Because that brain trust will get their Jalen Brunson, will get their OG Anunoby, will get their Karl Anthony Towns, their Mikal Bridges, their Tibbs, their Mike Brown. But it's got to start. Now this Muji, maybe he's the guy, maybe he's not. So far, I like the job he's done. But he's got a long way to go. He's got to find a quarterback. I believe he has not found that quarterback. I'm not a Klubnik fan. I don't understand why they traded up for him. Prove me wrong. But I don't think he's got the goods. But what he's done is put this team, Muji has put this team in a position where if they draft that quarterback, that could be their Brunson. And, you know, in a couple years, we're talking about the Jets like we're talking about the Knicks now. There is hope. I want to give you that hope. As a Knicks fan, I'm a Giant fan, but I'm a Knicks fan, and I was hopeless for years. But now, we see the light, and we see an NBA championship right there in our grasp, four wins away. And as a Jet fan, you got to feel like, and I know there are some Jet fans that go through the turnstile every year, and every year they always win the Super Bowl in March. You know, the Jets have had, they got banners hanging, won the Super Bowl in March. They can't win the one in February, but they've won the one in March, year after year after year. But they can win the one in February. As crazy as that might sound right now, if I came on the radio station before Leon Rose arrived and said, you know what? The Knicks are going to, they're going to have this fella named Jalen Brunson. They're going to have this guy named Leon Rose. They're going to build this team up. They're going to be in the fight. You would laugh me. And you'd go, well, James Dolan must have sold the team. He didn't sell the team, James Dolan. And as bad an owner as Woody Johnson is, the worst owner in sports, he could have the same path as Dolan if he hires the right person. And the Jets and their fans, because again, you can't say Jet fan without long and suffering in front of it. Much like you could say that about Knicks fans. There's no, I am a long-suffering Knicks fan. I'm a long-suffering Jet fan. There is hope, even with Woody owning the team. But he's got to hire the right people. The jury is still out on this administration. That's for sure, especially the head coach. They're not there yet. They're not even close. Until I see a quarterback that you can get behind and be excited about, they're a long ways off. But it's not impossible. And as bad as ownership is with the Jets, you could even get through bad ownership as long as that bad ownership hires the right person. And even if it's by dumb luck, who cares? It doesn't matter. I'm not saying wake up tomorrow and have faith that Woody Johnson can find the right guy. Dumb luck into it. You certainly deserve some dumb luck at this point. By accident, hire the wrong the right person. By accident, hire the right person. Why not? And then all of a sudden, we're singing a different tune about the Jets because the Jets are now where the Knicks were for years. A laughingstock, a joke, LOL in front of it, a punchline. A punching bag, a fan base that is loyal but self-deprecating, or just, I'm done with this team till further notice. But there is hope. And if the Knicks can be anything, they could be an example here to the Jets. Not only the Jets themselves, but Jet fans that, hey, things can turn around. Ah, the Jets won't turn around. They'll never turn around. Okay. Heard the same thing about the Knicks. Year after year after year after year. It was so god-awful.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it no longer is, because the right person was hired. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. Call. It's After Hours. Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Thomas the Great Lugowski. How are you tonight,
yes,
bud?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, man. Listen, first and foremost, congrats on the Knicks. I really want to see you win. Like, listen, I'm a Knicks fan, but basketball is like my fourth sport now. Like, Al got me back into it probably 2-3 years ago after the Achiuwa trade. And I don't really like this sport. I can only watch about 10 minutes. You know, I watched Jordan. I watched all those guys back in the
day.
Yeah,
but like you said, it's your fourth sport. So whenever it's your fourth sport, you know, we hate to say it because it's like our children, but we all rank our teams. Yeah. And when it's your fourth team, you're into it, you're rooting for them, but you might not have the passion as if it was your top team, you know?
Exactly, but I would love to see it for you. I would love to see it for Al. I would love to see it for all the guys that are passionate fans. But the one thing I have to say about the Knicks is that it can come out. This is going to be a lot of time off. I don't care what anybody says in any sport. I don't like that time between rust and time off. I don't like when it's too much. This seems like too much. Last time seemed like too much. But the biggest difference is now between this series that's coming up, I don't care who they play, whether they play OKC or they play the Spurs, that team, if they're up by 22 points, either team, they're going to step on your windpipe and choke you out, as opposed to the Cavs. They're a different team.
Yeah.
So
no
both
doubt.
Both of them are different teams. So 100%. They have to come out different than they came out the first
way tougher, way better on defense, way more talented, way deeper, tons of heart, tons of intestinal fortitude. 100%. They are the Knicks are seeing the best team by far that whoever they get in the finals that they have seen through this historic run.
Exactly. Okay, now let's get on to the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
I feel this whole thing like you went from the Knicks to the Jets, not even talking about the Mets yet. Tom, I just want to let you know that 6 months, I think we took our relationship from like slid into second base, almost going to third base, our friendship, right?
Yep.
I just want to let you know I'm always here for you. If you ever could, I could see you sitting on the couch, Met game on first with the cat, and you're yelling and screaming that the Mets suck. But when you get on the radio, you don't want to say the Mets suck.
People think that. People think that. And I've explained this before, Mike, and I'm sure I'll be explaining it all summer long. And I get it because people are waiting for positive Tommy to scream. Yes.
No, no.
Well, just or criticize or just kind of air out any type of frustrations. And I said this a couple years ago. You know, for years, I was that Met fan. And I was that voice of just yelling and screaming and they suck and they suck and they're this and they're that. And I just feel a responsibility. I know times are tough, but I feel like this is where Positive Tommy is needed even more. You know, when times are great, I could be that, you know, leading the charge, and that's wonderful. But when times are like this, I believe this is where you need that positive voice, because every voice is negative, and it can't just be 100% across the board negative. Somebody's got to look for a bright spot in this organization, whether it's current or in the future. That's for sure.
All I want to let you know is, since we're friends now, we're moving to the next steps in our relationship, that I talked to Stuart already. I will rent out his spaceship. We could put in Vanilla Roma. We could put in whatever, you know, 1990, you know, cologne that you want. We could park it right outside of Minnesota's. We could wait out there.
I was a big polo sport guy, cologne, back in the day.
Okay, polo sport is nice. If you have one lay on the couch and you ever want to let it out that the Mets suck, I'm here. Me, you, and your closest 100,000 other friends on here, I'm always here for you. I just want to let you know that.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. And I know a lot of people want me to kind of get out there. But you are nice enough and kind enough to present that. By the way, the cat got, he went in and got neutered today. So he had a big day. And I sat him down on the couch, you know, yesterday. I said, look, if it was up to me, we would not be doing this. This is mommy's decision. But I totally understand why it's the decision. But I get this. Because I just, like, he has no idea what he's walking into. Like, he's a cat. He has no idea. And to have that situation happen, which he took like a champ, but I couldn't help. I couldn't even look at him in the eye. I was like, oh, my God, he has no idea what's waiting him in the morning. He's going to get neutered. But it's the right thing. We can't have him spraying all over the place. So, yes, my cat is now neutered. He was all bummed out all day, but I expect the cat, my special boy, to be back going tomorrow.
I'm sure. But listen, Thomas, always the best. Mm-hmm. Always great to talk to you.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm always here if you ever want to say it, and I appreciate it. So whenever you want to take us, whenever you're ready to take me and Fleegs out and say that Soto's not going to win MVP, the Mets aren't going to win first.
They're not dethroning the Dodgers.
I'm just here for you. I just want to let you know that, all right?
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. And I appreciate your grace, too, because Mike and I have a little bit of a friendly thing with Fleegs and Connor and, I guess, Rosenberg. We probably have to. He'll guilt us if we don't. You know, for a little brewski if the Mets don't make the playoffs. I've said this a couple weeks ago. I understand the frustration. I feel it amongst my fellow Met fans. The anger towards ownership, the front office, the manager, the players, but especially manager, front office, ownership. So I feel your pain. I get it. But I don't sit there and scream, oh, this team sucks. And I don't. They got off to a great start in May. They had that tremendous win against the Yankees on that Sunday on the Taylor home run off of Bednar. And since then, you know, a series where they split in Washington. Miami, who's been a bugaboo through the years. And boy, is that their World Series. I mean, the Marlins, they just act like, please. And they've won Worlds. I mean, honestly. They just take like a personal joy in sticking it to the Mets, which is their prerogative, but they do. And obviously now these first couple games against the Reds. The end of May is not going as well as the beginning of May. There's still time. You win the next game against Cincinnati. Return the favor against Miami. And away we go. I'm not ready to give up on the season. If and when they are mathematically eliminated, we can have a totally different conversation on the radio. Happy to have it. Happy to have it at length. And I'm always happy to hear your frustrations. Like, this is always a safe place. If you want to complain, if you want to yell, if you want to scream, if you want to just say, this stinks and this sucks and get rid of this guy, what are you doing? All good. Very much a safe place for that. But I'm not giving up. And I always try to look at the positive side of things, especially when it comes to the Mets. There's so much negativity in our fan base. I mean, if you need to find negativity in the fan base, you don't have to look very far. But you don't often hear the positive side. And at a time where there aren't a lot of positives, it's not easy being positive, Tommy. Just look at my Twitter mentions. Now, I know a lot of that is, look, I'm not stupid. the other team in town plays a part in that. A lot of their fans, you know, kind of want to see the demise of Positive Tommy. But they'll miss Positive Tommy. If all of a sudden one day I start screaming and yelling about that, yeah, you'll get a good laugh at it. It'll be a one-night stand, though, with the sports talk host. That's what it'll be. You'll laugh about it for a day. You'll all get a kick out of it. It'll do great numbers everywhere. And then the next day, you're like, oh, you know who I miss? Positive Tommy. Well, guess what? There's no going back. There's no negative Tommy for a day. That's a full-blown commitment. If I go negative, that's it. So you'll miss it when it's gone. I know everybody's rooting for the demise, but because you think it's insufferable. If that's the way you take it, then that's the way you take it. But I just feel such a responsibility with this, which is it's a fragile fan base. It's a PTSD fan base. Much like we brought up the Jets or we brought up the Knicks. You know, it's a lot of scars, a lot of skeletons in the closet, a lot of scars, a lot of baggage. Totally understand all that. That's why I'm trying to do my part in getting everybody through that. If I'm strong, then those that are feeling a certain way, perhaps it'll help uplift them. I'm certainly not happy with the baseball that I'm seeing, that's for sure. I'm still down with the program and optimistic about the future, but nobody wants to hear about the future right now. And I understand that, so I'm not going to put that on your plate. Not with the way they're playing right now, and not at the end of May, when there's still a lot of season left. We could talk long-term and big picture at another time. But tonight, there is frustration amongst a lot of Met fans, that's for sure. Let's go to Jesse in Queens here on The Fan. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Tommy. What's up? Hey. I'll give a shout-out to Leon Rose, because he did a great job, and, you know, all his moves paid off, and you know, I'm a Knicks fan, and definitely I'm like, wow, what a job he did. You know, I'm sure Dolan still medals and tries to medal, but with Rose in control, they're about to win their championship.
Yeah, and you know what it is too, Jesse, with Leon? Leon doesn't need the job. You know, it's not one of those situations. Leon had a very successful career before this. He would have a successful career after it. So whether Dolan medals or not, you're right to the point where Leon just will stiff arm him, I guess, and be like, no, trust me. Because it does take time to build that trust. We as Knicks fans have questioned his moves or questioned his decisions. But at this point, like going forward, I don't know how you can question anything this guy does, you know, without being like, hey, maybe I shouldn't, because look at all the moves he has made that have worked out and worked out quite well, especially if they get it done and win the championship. That's for sure.
Yeah, they're going to do it. He saved the Knicks. What yep. a job. About the Mets, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I stopped watching the Mets. And I bought a Yankee cap, and I'm watching the Yankees.
What do you mean? You bought a Yankee? You're watching the Yankees and wearing a Yankee cap. Are you trying to tell me, Jesse, that you have now become a Yankee fan?
I don't know. I don't know if I have become a Yankee fan, but I can't take being a Mets fan right now. I need a break.
Is fine. I actually think it's healthy. When you feel like you're having a bad relationship with a sports team, I think a timeout, I think a break is actually the healthiest thing you could do. I don't know about wearing the Yankee hat. That I wouldn't do, because that feels like you are now a Yankee fan, which you know you're going to regret. Because forget the successes of the franchises. Your team is your team, and you should always stick by them. And you know that as a Knicks fan. Look, then you wanted to, I'm sure for years, be like, why the hell am I rooting for the Knicks? But think about how great you feel now as a Knicks fan.
I got you. But listen, the Mets really are pathetic. They need to find a Leon Rose type to take over their team. David Stearns is not the guy. Mendoza is not the guy.
Well, hold on a second, though. But David Stearns did build Milwaukee into a team that wins the division year in and year out. Well, okay, but that's his resume. And I understand it hasn't completely come to fruition, although they did make the NLCS in 2024. You know, year in and year out, the consistency's not been there. But he does come with a resume of having done it in Milwaukee. And I get people are impatient, especially with Steve Cohen as the owner. I get the payroll. I get everything you're going to throw at me. But I'm just telling you that this guy built a sustained winner in Milwaukee.
Okay, you need to read Bill Madden's column on Sunday. He was comparing Stearns to Mike Elias of the Orioles. You know, analytics guys come in, get rid of the scouts, not listening to the scouts. Basically what David Stearns has done.
But you know what, though, Jesse? There's also a lot of people out there, and I'm not accusing anybody, but there are people that just don't like analytics, and they want analytics out of their sports. So anybody that is a poster boy for analytics, they're going to go after, especially when that person is failing.
Just read the article, so you can... you know, I think it's a really, really...
hire Stearns to not only draft better, to build up your minor league system. We complained for years about how bad it was. And if you look through the years of the homegrown Met players, that's why we grasped on to Pete Alonso like it was air, because there weren't a lot of homegrown Mets that actually came up and were a really good, if not great, player at times. So this is why they bring in Stearns. And I know analytics can be a dirty word for people, but... And I could see the Mets hiring somebody to work along with David Stearns, as much like I think Joe Shane and Harbaugh are working together in a sense. And Shane just got the, you know, extension here as the guy that is the draft guy and the scouting guy. You know, maybe Stearns is better suited for that, but he has a role in this organization. They're not firing him.
I give Stearns credit for the farm system, but he definitely needs an Omar and Minaya type.
Yeah, perhaps that's a Beltran. They could go that route. I could absolutely see that, by the way, Jesse. I think I would not. I would be less surprised by that than being... I don't think he's getting fired. Could they hire somebody also like a Beltran, or just throwing a name out there, to be the GM? Yes, that could absolutely be a thing that happens, especially if this season continues to go sideways. 100% going into next year.
Yeah, they need to do something, because it's enough. It's enough. You know, they need to... have a vision, and you know.
Well, they do have a vision, though. That's the only. Oh, I push back on you. They do have a vision. You may not like the way we are getting to the vision, and I understand that frustration. But they certainly have a vision.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it. You know.
Well, I mean, come on. Hold on a second. They got rid of Alonso. They got rid of Nimmo. They got rid of McNeil. They're opening up platforms for these younger players, and you've seen a bunch of them already. Many more to come. I mean, that's the vision and a certain style. Now, look. And David Stearns admitted this, which is, I think, a big step for him. Hey, going in forward, you know, free agents that perhaps have an injury history, maybe we'll reevaluate going after a guy like a Polanco or going after release Robert Jr. You know, maybe he changes his philosophy there a little bit. But in terms of the type of player that he's looking for and the type of vibe that he wants with this team and a certain type of a baseball player, athletic, defensive player, that's the vision. It just hasn't played out yet. Doesn't mean it won't. It just hasn't played out yet the way, meaning in terms of results, like this year.
Yeah, they need to reach out and get another GM that's better at getting free agents and putting a team together in the offseason. And let Stearns deal with the farm system. Maybe that way it could work out.
Yeah, no, I can absolutely. Listen, Jesse, I appreciate the call and take that Yankee cap off. I don't want to yell at you, but don't do that. And listen, a Yankee fan would tell you the same thing. Don't do that. You can watch the Yankees, of course. And you could take a break from the Mets. Totally healthy. If you're in a situation with your sports team where it is getting unhealthy and it's driving you nuts, you're not a fraud if you take a timeout. Take a quick timeout. That's all. Gather your thoughts. I think the Stearns redemption arc is going to be one that everybody is going to have a front row seat for. And Steve Cohen is going to see this through. I'll say it a million more times. Stearns is not going anywhere. They could hire a GM, and Stearns could take on a not even different role, just the role he would lose, sort of that, you know, free agency trades of that nature, and more focus on the farm system and building the pipeline to this team, which is one of the big reasons why he was hired. And they love Mendoza, too. I know people want him out as well, especially after another losing streak here. They love Mendoza. They want that continuity. So I don't see either guy getting fired. I certainly don't see Stearns getting fired. And I don't think they're firing Mendoza either. They've had so many opportunities this year to do it, and they haven't. And repeatedly, whether it's Stearns, whether it's star players, they have gone to bat for Mendoza. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Nick in Dobbs Ferry. What's up, Nick?
Hey now, Positive Tommy.
What's happening?
Nothing much, man. Just literally driving home from Stewart Airport, which is like all the way up in Bumble, you know what, New York.
Stewart
coming down
Airport.
To Westchester.
I got to be honest with you, Nick. I have never heard of Stewart Airport before.
Well, you're a Long Island guy, you know, and you don't got no car. You don't got no wheels, so...
Well, no, I got a car. I actually do have a car now for the first time in I don't even know how many years. I lost count, but I actually did leased a car, you know, about a month or so ago. I finally caved to my wife with the cat, with the car. So, you know, that's what she wanted. And she was right. We did need to get a car. And I know there's a MacArthur out on Long Island, which is a smaller airport. I assume this one, Stewart upstate, is a little bit more of that kind
of thing. Yes. Yeah, it's all the way up in like Orange County. I'm not California.
You're making it sound like you're in Cahunksville up there. You're up near Montreal. This is south of Poughkeepsie.
Oh my God!
Story.
Well, right now I'm on the car phone. And I'm going through the woods right now on the Palisades Parkway.
Yeah, I mean, you get a little north of Yonkers. I understand you feel like you're in the wilderness up there. But come on, it's not that far up north.
All right. Well, I'm glad you got a car. I'm glad your cat can go out for some rides now. So that's nice.
Yes.
But anyways, I felt like one of the luckiest people alive. You know, I'm not meaning to brag, but I did a work trip out to Cleveland with my company and stuff like that. I worked for this jet company, and we go out there and everything, and there was three people, you know, that I was in this group with that were Knicks fans,
mm-hmm.
and we're waiting around and stuff like that. And I'm a weirdo. I'm looking up the ticket prices and I'm seeing them go up and down and stuff. And I'm like, hey, we can get great ticket prices. $1. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, there's a caveat.
Nick, you're breaking up a little bit. How much were the ticket? What were the ticket prices? You broke up.
Maybe you are
far up north. We're starting to lose you a little bit.
after service fees, they're about $310.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make it short and sweet because I don't want to lose you. But it was an amazing night. I had Cavs fans trying to sell me their tickets to get down lower.
And which game were you at? You were at the clincher? You were at last night's game?
I was at the clincher. Beautiful. I literally just got back from Cleveland tonight from work.
Yep. That's amazing. No, that's serendipity. That's destiny, that you happen to just be in Cleveland for work and you got an opportunity to be in the building. And I've experienced that before, not to get to the finals, but I've been in an opposing building and won a game. So I know what you felt, Nick, to just kind of explain it to the audience.
Yes.
It's something that if you could bottle up and sell it, you'd be a billionaire. Yeah, go ahead. You're good.
I just want to say this, and I felt even luckier because I didn't have to, sit next to Evan Roberts for it. Number two is the only people that are luckier than me were Knicks fans that are Mets fans because, I mean, Mets fans right now are absolutely in shambles, and I'm glad that the Knicks are winning for them because as a big brother to the Mets fans, I feel bad for you guys. So I love you, Tommy. Bye.
Yeah, throw a dig in there, Nick. I should have known better. I should have known with you. You were talking about, I want to make sure I get, you want to get your, as they say in wrestling, you want to get your bleep in. You want to get all your moves in. You know, wrestler, you see a wrestling match, they want to get all their moves in, even if they're losing. I want to make sure I got all these big moves. I want to make sure they get in. You want to get in the big brother line. Totally understand it. Touche. Not much I could say back in return or retort to that comment. And you bring up people like me that root for the Knicks and Mets. You know, it's funny, because I thought about this. You know, not only just doing the show, but listening and thinking about it. Because I know how sports fans are wired. I do. Not across the board, because everybody individually is different, and they have their own unique perspectives on things. But as a whole. And I thought about a Nick Met fan, and just the way people are wired. I would imagine that they're more upset about the Mets than they are excited about the Knicks. I know that sounds crazy, but it's kind of the way sports fans are. You know, that negativity, it sells. And when you think about the expectations of the Mets, and also that last caller, you have to deal with that as a Met fan and the Yankee fan. It just heightens. For some, it doesn't, but for some, it does. It heightens sort of that frustration because you have to hear about it. You got to go to the office and hear about it. You got to go to the barbershop and hear about it. You go to a family outing and got to hear about it. I mean, you're a Knicks fan. Who are you going to hear about it from? The Net fans? Where are they? Does anybody know where they are? I've never seen any of them around. And they feel like they always choose peace. They're not. There's really not that dynamic between the fan bases like there is with baseball or there is with hockey. But I would imagine there's a lot of Met fans out there that also root for the Knicks are like, damn, the Mets are ruining my Knick stuff right now. My best advice I could give, if you are one of those people, the best advice I can give you, take a time out, evaluate what's going on, and say, the basketball team that I root for, that I love, that, depending on your age, but you've been here waiting for 27 years, perhaps your entire lifetime, if you're older, 50 plus for a championship, enjoy the heck out of what's going on right now at Madison Square Garden. Enjoy the heck out of what's going on with this basketball team for the next couple weeks. because they are on the verge of doing something very special and something you might only get one opportunity to see in your entire lifetime. You know who will be waiting for you when the Knicks are done here? The Mets. They'll be waiting. Positive Tommy will be there. The Mets will be here. We could talk about them at nauseam. They'll be there. Don't allow what you're seeing with your baseball team to ruin what's happening with your, as frustrated and as upset as you are. And I get it. You could be having the best day ever. And you'd be like, how great was your day? Well, it was, but no buts. Don't worry about the 2 minutes that you were in traffic. Block that out. The traffic's going to be waiting for you, just like the Mets are. But I know how people, and there's just an anger right now that is just seething. I can't make promises as a sports talk host, because I'm like, oh, I promise you things will be, it's a promise. I'm not here in the promising business. But I believe in what they're doing, the Mets. And you might not see it now. It might not even come to fruition now. But I do believe in their vision. And I do believe in not necessarily taking a time out from them, but don't in this situation, but enjoy the heck out of what's going on with the Knicks. Because imagine they win the championship, the parade, the whole thing, and you were sitting around worrying about the Mets the entire time, and you didn't enjoy to the fullest extent something that could only come along once in a lifetime, potentially. The Mets will be waiting with open arms, by the way. They will be open with open arms. Doesn't mean we can't discuss them, but you get my drift. If that's you, it might not be everybody. That might just be a few people. Let's go to Phil in Florida. What's up, Phil?
Hey, getting back to the Mets. Wow. I got one word for them. They're a great team. I've been a Met fan since the Torrey years when he was manager. Mm-hmm. Loved them. I was a kid then. I'm 57 years old.
You've seen a lot, but you've seen some great things too, though.
I've seen some great things.
So you've seen both sides. There's a lot of people that haven't seen some of the greatness you've seen. You know what I mean? So you could at least speak to both sides of the coin. That's for sure.
I could say I saw the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yep.
You know what I mean? But watching the last couple of weeks, you know, you get excited. They beat the Yankees.
Yeah.
Great. And then they come and they play the Marlins, and the Marlins announcers. Wow. Those guys. They take every game
over the top. No, it's a World Series. They take it very personally. I don't know what the Mets ever did to them, but they out there in Miami or used to be the Florida Marlins.
Yeah.
They take these games very personal against the Mets. And it shows because they definitely play very well, especially in the big spots. You know what I mean? Like some of these end of the year moments where the Mets were kind of slipping, the Marlins were there to kind of put the final nail in the coffin.
Sure, and then The Met pitchers, they can't get out of the first inning without giving runs.
The Clay Holmes injury, which the Mets responded to well that weekend, but obviously losing your ace of your staff, which is what Holmes has been this year, that's a tough blow for any team to handle, and the Mets have had a hard time. McLean, obviously, the last couple of starts, not the McLean that we all know and love and feel like he's going to be. Yeah, the rotation, obviously, and the offense. It's one of those situations where nothing is really clicking right now, and that's why you have a losing streak, that's for sure.
I know it's just frustrating. And I know I'm a big Met fan like you are. It just it's like sometimes you can't watch them. You want to say they're unwatchable, and you got to turn the channel. Like you said, take a break.
Well, take a break, and I get it. When teams aren't scoring runs, if you don't want to lose 9-8 either, but at least you feel like all right, they're scoring some runs. There's a little bit of that fight, that little bit of that energy, a little bit of that spark.
Yeah.
When the team kind of goes and they've gone through stretches like this when they haven't scored runs. It's paint dry for sure. It's, can they just do something? So I hear your frustration, that's for sure.
Devin Williams, a grand slam home run the other night.
But honestly, and I know people made a big deal about that. If the ball went in the air to an outfielder, the game's over. It happened to go over the fence.
Yeah,
who cares?
Exactly.
So one run was a loss there. But I'm saying, though, the fact that it was a grand slam meant nothing. One run, they lost the game. So the fact that the ball went over the fence is irrelevant to me. One run, the game's over regardless.
Well, here's what I did. Do you think I know Terry Collins is with the Mets still, I think?
Well, no, Terry's with SNY, and he does, like, broadcasting stuff. I don't think he's involved with the organization, though. But he's closely
him?
In the sense that he's in the media, so he might have, like, friends there and stuff like that. You want him to manage?
Think they could, No, not manage, like help out with the GM and everything like that.
Well,
maybe
listen, I don't think David Stearns is going to be looking for Terry Collins' help, and that's nothing against Terry Collins. I do think the Mets are potentially in the market for hiring a GM, with Stearns being there as well. I've brought this up before. You know, when they were kind of at a crossroads a couple of weeks ago, you know, end of April, and everybody was screaming for blood, I had brought up the fact that I could see, and I threw out Beltran's name, throw out any name you want, I could see the Mets hiring a GM in the offseason, and he worked with David Stearns. And David Stearns focuses on draft, focuses on the farm system, building that pipeline to where the Mets are a sustained winner like the Brewers are. Now, of course, the Brewers need to win a championship for sure, but would you sign for 6 out of 7 years winning the division, which is, I think, what Milwaukee has done? I certainly would. And go from there and take my chances? You know, it's not the Brewers or David Stearns' fault that the Dodgers have a superpower team. That obviously hurts your chances. If the Brewers were in the American League, they'd be getting in the World Series. That's not a shot at the Yankees. But they would be in contention a hell of a lot easier. I'm just saying getting away from L.A. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Ryan in East Islip. What's up, Ryan?
Logie.
Hey, what's going on, Ryan?
Logie, I got a real quick. Shout out the boys.
Yep. Shout them out.
Blue Eyes, White Dragon.
Blue Eyes, yep.
That's shout what out. We call it.
Got to shout them out.
Blue Eyes, White Dragon is what we call it when there's something rare.
Yeah.
And usually I come in with a Mets take.
But tonight you're not going to do that. You're going to go, I have a sneaky suspicion you're going to go basketball tonight. Like, I'm thinking Western Conference Finals. I could be wrong. My radar could be off, but that's kind of my gut feeling on that.
Logie knows.
I do.
And I know where you're at, and positive Tommy.
Yes.
I trust you.
You should. Trust
what I want to know right now, and shout out to my brother Chavy as well.
Well, listen, you know what?
They do the
shout outs. This feels like when you remember back in the day, Willard Scott, when he did the birthdays, and she's 98 years young. We can't do shout outs all night. We gotta get to the point at some point. Well, you gotta, Ryan,
no,
we got a lot of people that are. If I gave you the shout outs, then everybody would shout out everybody. I gave you the one shout out. Now I feel like you're gonna shout out more than one person. So we gotta get to the point at some point.
Logie, I give the points. I just wanted to shout out the boys. But I just wanted to know, from your perspective,
yep,
you knew already, but I just want to know where you feel the Thunder and the Spurs. What's the weak point on both sides?
Okay, great question there, and I appreciate it. To me, the Spurs, they got two weaknesses. One is their depth, and the other is their youth, which I think the Knicks can exploit. I think the bright lights of the NBA Finals after knocking off the defending champs, which feels like the championship for the Spurs. Like, that's a huge mountain to climb, now especially down 3-2. Like, if the Spurs win this series, down 3-2, that is going to feel like a championship to them. To knock off the champs, down 3-2, that's going to be such a crazy emotional roller coaster to accomplish that. And then what are they going to see in the finals? A Knick team, well-rested, that's been creaming opponents here, just crushing people, 11 straight wins. And I think the not having the experience, because an experienced team would be like, okay, the work and the job is not finished yet. This is a super young team. They don't have that type of veteran leadership. Especially in their star players. They're all babies. And I don't mean like they're babies, like they're young babies. And their depth to me is, it doesn't hold up to like the Thunder and the Knicks, obviously. As far as OKC, I mean, their weakness is their health right now. They have injuries, big injuries. And who knows what's going to happen over the next couple of games. You know, injuries, attrition. That's, to me, the Thunder's weakness. Because outside of that, they don't have a lot of holes in their game. I mean, they're the defending champs for a reason. And if they go back to the finals, they went back there for a reason. There is basically no holes in their game. The only hole in their game right now is they're hurt. And it's a credit to them that they're even up 3-2 in this series with their second leading scorer, J-Dubs, out of the lineup right now. And has been out of the lineup a lot this year, so they're used to it, but still. So that's where I would cap the two teams in the Western Conference. But we're going to find out probably sooner rather than later because, you know, 2 days away from a Game 6. And if the Thunder win that game, it is Knicks-Thunder Game 1 Wednesday, June 3rd. And it's an 8:40 tip. So if you're like Paul and Yonkers, you're going to miss the entire game. If you go to bed, if you have breakfast the night before and you go to sleep early, you're going to miss the game. You're not going to see a second of it because these games are going to start very late, probably around 8:40 across the board. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. It is Loogie in the late night. We've taken a lot of calls already. I see everybody up there, Knicks fans, Met fans, Yankee fans. Everybody's very passionate. They want to speak the positive, Tommy. And I got good news for you. You got plenty of time to talk to me. I'm here till 5 a.m. So the phone number to join the conversation, to join the other callers on the line, is 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the late night here on The Fan.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
250 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It is after hours here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation. We'll get back to your calls in just 1 second. But first, The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. You know, we're in the business of giving out flowers here for the Knicks and the run that they're on. Let me give flowers out to Landry Shamet, who has been incredible in this playoff run, whether it was stepping in for OG Anunoby in a Game 3 against the Sixers, where he had a legacy-type game, or whether it was in Game 1. As responsible as anybody, including Jalen Brunson, in that historical comeback that the Knicks had in Game 1, battling back from 22 down with just under 8 minutes to go. Shamet missed 1-3 in the Eastern Conference Finals. And whether it's his three-point shooting or his defense, Shamet is a critical member of this basketball team. He is so valuable and important. And when you think about championship teams, guys like Landry Shamet often are on the roster of those championship teams. Guys that can come off the bench, give you big buckets, give you big defense, can be instant offense, no fear at all. He's got Goyuns. There's no big shot that he won't take. And whenever you need him, whenever you call upon him, he's there. And Shamet's a guy that was kind of buried last year and not played the way he should have been, which was obviously the mistakes of the past regime. But the great thing about the new regime is they understand what type of player Landry Shamet is and the type of experience that he has, which I think also comes into play as well. You know, big shot experience, big game experience. That is valuable when you are in the playoffs because you've seen it all. Nothing is going to faze you. There's no moment where you're like, oh boy, I haven't seen this before, and you get bright-eyed and it eats you up, swallows you whole. Landry Shamet certainly deserves his flowers. And Mike Brown, again, who I've just been throwing flowers at left and right, Mike Brown to believe in Shamet, to utilize Shamet throughout the year. Oh, obviously, Shamet had the big injury, but when he was healthy. And then the go to Shamet in game one to pull Josh Hart, who is a just beloved member of this team, to take Hart out of a game that he was playing horribly in and just looked as rusty as anybody in the group having the long layoff. To put Shamet in the game in game one, which the series was won there. And I told you, and I'm not here to necessarily brag, but I just want to bring it up. I told you after game one, that was the series. The Knicks would sweep. They would crush them in every single game. And I was 100% right about that. Game one was the series. Who knows where we'd be at if the Cavs had held on to that lead. And you could say everything you want about Brunson in that game, or OG, or Bridges. Landry Shamet was just as responsible as anybody for the Knicks pulling that victory in game one and essentially winning the series that night. Let's go to Mike in Staten Island here on The Fan. What's up, Mike?
Tommy, I got a major dilemma on my hands.
Okay, let me guess. Game seven, you have a wedding.
Worse.
Worse? Okay, so
am I right? Game two... After game two, I will be in Italy for 14 days.
14 days?
Okay. I have been waiting for a Knicks championship my whole life. I've been dreaming of a parade my whole life. And the only way I can see a parade now is, God forbid, they win a game seven. Now,
well, back
I don't
up
know,
the truck here. Back I mean, up the truck here. So what's is this something with the lady? Like, what are you, family? What's the trip here?
Yeah, I got girlfriends, friends getting married in Italy. We booked a vacation around it, and
so it's obviously you wanted to create more of a time there in Italy. So you because obviously you could go to Italy for a little bit of a shorter time, especially with a wedding. I'm not suggesting a weekend, although that's something like Evan would do. He'd go to Italy for three days, but or Tiki does that all the time. Tiki, where were you on Wednesday? Yeah, you know, I went to France. Well, you went to France for a day, but that's what rich people do. I assume, Mike, you're more like blue collar. But 14 days, you're going to be gone in Italy. They do have televisions.
Well, I mean, the wedding's the day after game seven. I mean, this is what
the wedding is the day after game. Okay, so what we need, and Mike, you're not alone here because there's a caller that called into the station. Now, he got out of the trip, but he's going to Florida with the girlfriend and the family, not for a wedding, but a family trip. And
I'm not even going to be in New York City when this is happening. This is like I have a knot in my stomach I can't get rid of. Like, I don't know what. I'm in a lose-lose here. Well, you know they're going to win this game in four, and I'm going to miss everything.
Got to break up with your girlfriend. That's step one. And then you're out of the trip. And you lose a little money, but at least you're here. No, I'm kidding. But I think, though, but if they win... Well, tell me this, though. If they win in seven, you're back for the parade.
100%. I'm taking off of work. I don't care what it is.
All right, so we
but
need
I don't
need
know.
The
if
Knicks
they win
seven.
In six, will they push the parade back to Monday? I don't come home till Sunday.
Yeah, and you can't even get out, because this is one of those things where I'd say, well, just get out of it early. Can you just talk to your girlfriend and just be like, listen, I understand it's a wedding, I understand it's, but can I just leave early? Can I just get the heck out of it? You would have already spent 12 days with her in Italy, very romantic, the gondola rides, the whole thing, and then you know what? So you missed the wedding. Give them a nice check for the, you know, put a little extra in there and see if you could book a flight earlier. I know it's going to cost some money, but you want to be here, especially in this environment, if they win a championship, you know?
I know, Tommy, the way it's going, they'll win in four, and I'll be screwed either way. I'll be happy, and I'll be miserable at the same time, because I'm not here.
Yeah, look, you're not in a boat alone.
I need some
alone.
Positivity from you, Tommy. Well, help me out here. What's
the positivity is that it's kind of anti-positivity, but it's for you, Knicks in seven. That way you can at least be home for the parade.
I'll have a heart attack the whole day. And I have no problem.
And what time do these games start? So what's 8:30 in Italy? You're going to be watching these games.
2:30 in the morning. That's not a problem. I'm staying up.
Do what you got to do. Yeah, I hear you on that. A couple cups of coffee, and that's it. Where does your girlfriend stand on this? Does she understand what's happening here with the Knicks, or is she not a sports fan? Does she understand the gravity of what's happening, that you're in Italy for the 14 days, basically during the finals?
She realized the other day when I told her that I'm going to be absolutely destroyed if they win the championship. And,
yeah.
And she goes, well, maybe you shouldn't have accepted to come.
Well, she's right about that. I love you, Mike, but she's right about that. Was that an option, though, for you to be like, I don't want to go? Because I know how it works sometimes.
Not really.
Because sometimes you're given the option, but you're not really given the option. There's a trap that's set for you, and if you walk into the trap like a dumbass, you're going to hear about it. So I assume this was more of a trap and not really an option for you.
Like, what do I root for, Tommy? Do I root for them just to win it and me miss the parade?
No, be selfish. I mean, that's fine. Look, I speak for all Knicks fans. If it's 4, if it's 7, what's the difference? If they win a championship, I don't care how many games they win it. So for you, Mike, if you want it in 7 and you get the parade, now look, you're a little bit at fault here for saying you got to figure out a way, I think, also to try to get out of the wedding part of it. Like, see if you could book a flight earlier. Tell a positive Tommy. And
but the trip was all about going to the wedding, you know? So it's like...
Yeah, but you're going for 14 days, though, Mike. And I hate to cut you off. I really do. You got to call me back. You got to call me back on that one. I think we covered a lot. I know you're listening now. Just sit your girlfriend down and say, I know it's all about the wedding, and it's a beautiful wedding. It's like going to the Bezos wedding. I get it, and I should have been at the Bezos wedding. The amount of money my wife spends on Amazon, I mean, we get a handwritten thank you note at the end of the year every year. There's an Amazon package at my house every day. I should have been there with Brady and Sydney Sweeney. It's a beautiful place to be. It's very romantic. This sounds like it's just a girlfriend, right? So maybe she's expecting something here over these next 14 days. I totally understand where you're at. You're in a bad spot. You need to talk to her, though. You need to talk to her. See if you can maybe get out of the latter part of the vacation. I don't think you're getting out of the vacation, period, but you got to see if you can maneuver anything. And if you can't, be selfish, because at least you're here for the parade. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, potentially. She needs to understand that. I know for a non-sports fan, it's tough to understand, because for them, the wedding is the once-in-a-lifetime thing. Eh, for some people, it's not. But for most people, it is. Although that number's going up more and more. But whatever. The point is, not to make light of it. You got to talk to her. And I don't know. It sounds like you're leaving soon. Talk to her and call me back. That's what I would say. Not tonight, but talk, because I assume she's sleeping. Talk to her. Have the conversation with her. Go over some, see what your options are, and then get back to me. Just like the other fella that had an issue where he was going on vacation. And I apologize. I forgot his name. But he was going to Florida with his girlfriend, with his family, and his family graciously, although he's going to have to, you know, obviously pay for, you know, he's going to have to do some nice things as a son, as a boyfriend. He was able to get out of the vacation a little early so he could be back for the parade. You're in the same predicament. I accept that. The wedding, that's the tough, the freaking wedding. Who the hell has weddings around this time of year? I guess a lot of people. But you should have it in the slow sports months. Have it in July during the All-Star break. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the late night here on The Fan. If you are somebody like Mike, I'd love to hear from you if you have a little bit of a predicament here for the finals. Anywho, we'll get to your calls on the Knicks, the Mets, the Yankees. It is After Hours. Loogie in the late night here on The Fan.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.